KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a slight chance of snow, a high of 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Whole grade sharing between the Adair-Casey and Guthrie Center Community School Districts is one step closer after the Adair-Casey Board Wednesday night approved the agreement, which now must be approved by the Guthrie Center School Board. Action on finalizing the agreement will come during the meeting of the Guthrie Center Board on January 27th. The agreement stipulates each district would maintain its own kindergarten through sixth grade program. Seventh and eighth grade students would attend class at Adair-Casey. Ninth through 12th graders would attend high school in Guthrie Center. In addition, the districts would share all activities in grades 7 through 12, including athletic programs. All high school competitions would take place in Guthrie Center, and the shared school districts will jointly compete in the West Central Activities Conference. Approval by both districts would mean the agreement becomes effective July the 1st. School officials say assuming the agreement is finalized, they hope to have open house events organized by students so that students from both districts can check out their future educational facilities and meet their new classmates. A lifetime sex offender who failed to return to a work release facility in Guthrie County Friday was apprehended by authorities Wednesday afternoon. According to a press release from the Iowa Department of Corrections, 26-year-old Ross Michael Klaus was found at a Des Moines residence. He was taken into custody by the 5th Judicial District Fugitive Unit with help from the U.S. Marshal Service and was being held in the Polk County Jail. The DOC had placed Klaus on escape status after he failed to return from his place of employment in Guthrie County to the Fort Des Moines Work Release Facility. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office had reported on its social media site that Klaus had removed his GPS tracking bracelet and tossed it into a roadside ditch northeast of Guthrie Center last Friday. Klaus had been sentenced for third-degree sexual abuse and indecent contact with a child on September 30th of 2009. His sentence was discharged February 7th of 2014, and a lifetime special supervision sentence began. Two people were arrested Wednesday night on drug and other charges in Montgomery County. Just before 11 p.m., 39-year-old Donald Lee Gay of Villisca was arrested for domestic abuse, simple assault, possession of drug paraphernalia, and public intoxication. His arrest followed an investigation into an incident that took place in the 400 block of East 2nd Street in Villisca. Gay was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance in front of the magistrate. The Sheriff's Department said also 41-year-old Michael Devlin Alston of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 8 p.m. Wednesday after a traffic stop and brief investigation. Alston was taken into custody at the corner of East Washington and North 4th Streets in Red Oak for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. He was also cited for failure to have insurance and failure to have his vehicle registered. Alston was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Atlantic Police report two arrests and one accident occurred on Tuesday. Taken into custody on a Pottawatomie County warrant for theft in the fourth degree, was 18-year-old Seth Nelson of Atlantic, and 33-year-old David Walling of Council Bluffs was arrested in Atlantic for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, and on a Pott County warrant. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. And the Atlantic PD said no injuries were reported following an accident east of town at the intersection of Highway 6 and 71. The accident happened at around 11:50 a.m. on Tuesday when a vehicle driven by Lindsay Martin of Omaha approached the intersection as she was traveling south on 71. She tried to stop, but her vehicle slid on the snow and ice-covered road into the intersection and hit a vehicle driven by Frank Jones of Cumberland in the right rear corner. Damage amounted to $4,300. There were no citations issued. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest on Wednesday of a Council Bluffs man. At around 9:30 a.m., deputies took 30-year-old Aaron L. Allen of Council Bluffs into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Allen was being held on a $25,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Rhonda Wendt, age 57 of Woodbine, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Rhonda Wendt will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Reinig, age 92 of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Arlene Reinig will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Fett, age 91 of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Sunday. Funeral services for Arlene Fett will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Frank Clausen, age 68, of Anita, died January 12th at the VA hospital in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Frank Clausen will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Anita American Legion building. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ruth Hansen, age 88, of Manning, died Wednesday. Services for Ruth Hansen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Trinity Church in the Hosbarn Heritage Park. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Kevin Custer, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Alvin Custer will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald James Jim White, age 73, of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jim White will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. David Christofferson, age 59, of Kimbleton, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Christofferson will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Larry Patton, age 74, of Harlan, died Thursday in Florida. Funeral services for Larry Patton will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Estelle Rose, age 102, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Estelle Rose will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Beulah Nevitt, age 93, of rural Adair County, died Monday. Funeral services for Beulah Nevitt will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Arlen O'Toole, age 76, of Baird, died Tuesday in Coon Rapids. A mass of Christian burial for Arlen O'Toole will be on January 30th at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Melissa Ann Jones, age 49, of Walnut, died Tuesday as the result of an accident west of Atlantic. Services for Melissa Jones are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And John Allen Maxwell, age 39, of Atlantic, also died Tuesday as the result of that same traffic accident. Services for John Maxwell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.